The third Friday of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and more violence at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. Palestinian protesters, some flying Hamas flags and chanting support for the armed group, threw stones at Israeli forces. They fired rubber bullets and stun grenades and, in a first at the site, dropped tear gas from a drone. Dozens were reported injured. The Israeli government has now banned Jews from accessing the site known to them as the Temple Mount, as in past years, until the end of Ramadan. West Bank Palestinian women and men over 50 allowed through Israeli checkpoints for prayers. But after weeks of violence and years of growing concern among Palestinians about Jewish prayer in the courtyards, this latest tension is not yet over.
There is no easing of restrictions. It's a lie. They only announced it in the media outlets, but in reality they banned women and elderly people because they didn't have permits.
In Gaza, where there have been exchanges of rocket fire and Israeli airstrikes this week, the first in months, there was a Hamas-led protest against Israel's actions. During the main prayer of the day, however, the scene was memorable for the numbers worshipping. The Muslim Trust that runs the site said 150,000 people had come to pray at Islam's third holiest site. And this wasn't the only mass religious event in the Old City.
Well, this is the third Friday of Ramadan. You have Muslim worshippers coming through the Old City alleyways towards the Al-Aqsa Mosque for Friday prayers. But this is a rare event, the confluence of three festivals for the three Abrahamic faiths, the Jewish Passover and the Orthodox Christian Easter as well. And so we have these Good Friday processions coming through the Old City as well.
Groups of pilgrims, many from overseas, making the most of post-pandemic travel, walking slowly along the Via Dolorosa, following Jesus' path to what is now the Church of the Holy Sepulchre.
For our soul, you know, is something very special, and let's say this is the crown of our life.
This rare synchronicity in the religious calendar, a reminder that for all the ugliness of recent weeks, this is a place holy to Jews, Muslims and Christians alike. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, Occupied East Jerusalem.